Welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game and 101.3thegame.com. You know, basically, I need anything other than hockey right now in my life. Getting over the Bruins loss has proved to be a tough one on this Thursday. Luckily for that, we have golf, a nice way to quell all of my rage. U.S. Open starting out at Pebble Beach. Let's go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line. We've got Scott Rood from the Believe Podcast Network, host of the Golf Pod and covered golf for a number of years for the Golf Channel and other outlets. So, Scott, thanks for being with us. How are you?
I'm good. Glad to be on her.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. What's the course like at Pebble Beach? I'm always hearing about golf is, hey, fast greens, slow greens, the fescue. What do we got on the outliers? How's the course?
All right, so fescue doesn't really exist there. They're known for a type of grass called poa or poana. What it is, and it's more common on the western coast of the United States, it can get spongy and choppy with the more foot traffic. And so later in the day, you're not going to get as many smooth rolls. However, every player, every person that has been around the block at major championships and at Pebble Beach are saying the greens have never been better at Pebble. So all things considered, you're going to be able to roll your rock. We're about 2.5, 3. Once you get into the afternoon, you're already seeing enough scores where it's going to be gettable throughout. Somebody's going to shoot 65 in day one of a U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. So that's the biggest thing. The golf course, obviously, is one of the five best in the United States with an incredible amount of views. And the course right now, I think the other aspect you need to keep in mind is when guys miss fairways, particularly one or two paces off the fairway, are they able to advance it all the way to the green?
What is it like covering golfers? Because we know about the stoicism that exists on the course and etiquette and all that. What are the golfers like off the course?
Sure. I covered roughly 230 tour events, mostly in the PGA Tour from 05 to 14. Covered nearly every Tiger Woods event. And that's where you get questions, is Tiger. Before the sex scandal, Tiger was actually pretty welcoming. And with me being at the Golf Channel, he saw us more as a partner. Most all other tour players are in a completely different realm in terms of getting along, if you want to socialize with them, away from the course. At the end of the day, the easiest way of explaining it is these guys are obsessed with job security, and it's a closed shop. It is very hard to get in the top 50, but once you're in, it's kind of hard to get out. And the same thing goes for the top 125 that get full status on the PGA Tour, which is where everyone wants to play. So as long as they're playing decently well, they're pretty calm. But it's just an unnerving environment because it's one of the hardest sports to make a substantial living at. And once you get in, it's pretty posh out there. It's the show. It's fun. Some of them have a lot of different types of interests, and with it generates personalities. But you got a lot of them that are God-fearing and just want to wake up and do golf all day. And there's a very strong southern culture out there with a lot of guys that just want to have perfect weather every day and want to have a life of a boulevard of unbroken green light.
Would you say that there's a favorite in your mind? I mean, it's been a lot of talk about Brooks Koepka, about Rory McIlroy, about Tiger. Would you say there's a favorite?
I think there's two or three obvious ones. I think Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka are the top two players in the world. And Dustin has the most success between those two at Pebble Beach. He's won the event multiple times. He had a 3-shot lead after 54 holes the last time Pebble hosted the U.S. Open in 2010. Rory McIlroy just lapped the field, won by 7, almost shooting 59 last week in Hamilton, Canada. Those would be the three guys. I think those three guys have something that no one else has on tour right now. They can take driver out of their bag, swing as hard as they want, and feel very confident they're going to hit 70% of fairways. And no one else has that. It's why Brooks and Dustin finished 1-2 his best page. It's why Brooks has won 4 of his last major championships. And Rory is the other guy that has the potential and a gear to lap the field. I think Dustin Johnson is going to win by 4 shots. And I think that all three of those guys are going to be relevant on the weekend.
You know, you talk about, you know, I'm talking about hockey at the beginning of the interview and how I want to get over it. Well, the St. Louis Blues won their first ever title last night, so I'll ask you the question you probably get for every major. Can this be the one for Ricky Fowler? Like, when is he going to win?
good start Thursday for Ricky. Has all of the pieces. An incredibly naturally gifted putter. Has an incredible knack to get the ball in the hole. If you're going to brand yourself in a way that's going to be very attractive, and you get status at 21, and you are trying to be, and golf world wants you to be sort of that brand conscious breath of fresh air. You're different than the cookie cutter. You're just going to get a lot more pressure, and the expectations are higher. So he has 5 career wins, and people are like, well, he's underachieving. You know, in 2014, he finished in the top 5 in all 4 majors. He has the game, and there are a lot of great players that not just don't win, but it takes them till they get to their mid-30s. I mean, keep in mind, Ben Hogan and Phil Mickelson didn't win majors until they were 34.
Yeah.
Ricky Fowler was asked this week, does he feel like it's going to happen? And he says yes. That's what you want. You want a mental optimist, because at the end of the day, you're the only one carrying, taking a club and hitting a shot. And he mentally is always going to be in the right frame of mind. I would be shocked if in 20 years from now we look back and Ricky Fowler is majorless.
Scott Rue joining us here, Golf Pod co-host on the Believe Podcast Network, has covered golf for a number of years for the Golf Channel and other outlets. He's here with us on 101.3 The Game and 101.3thegame.com. Who's a guy who could sneak up on the field? Who's that sleeper pick?
Well, I would say that here's what I would say. If you're interested in watching this event, and let's say you gamble, or let's just say that you have a rooting interest in general, go to the official World Golf Ranking, OWGR.com, and I would say right now it is incredibly wide open. So if you go to the rankings of 15 to 30 in the world, any of them can win. I'm a big believer that Pebble is a horse for course, and I talked about the reason I brought up Rory, Dustin, and Brooks is that they have another gear. After that, it could be anybody, and here's why. Pebble Beach is playing just over 7,000 yards. It's roughly the shortest venue for a major championship. And with it, it pinches in a lot of fairways of where players could attack driver, and therefore it equalizes the length. And therefore, it brings in a lot more guys over the course of 72 holes, which is supposed to identify the best player, that you're having more and more opportunities for the shorter hitter to be hitting from the same spots as the bombers. And so it's sort of a cop-out. If you need a name, I'd say Webb Simpson. Granted, he won the U.S. Open 7 years ago in California at Olympic Club outside San Francisco, finished 2nd last week in Canada, but he's a complete player, and if he can putt well, he would win.
Well, we're looking for native Vermonter Keegan Bradley. That's who we're looking for. That was the right answer.
Well, and you know, Webb and Keegan have a lot in line with one another. If you remember, they both won major championships. Keegan at the 2011 PGA, and then 2 majors later, Webb at Olympic Club. And then 2 years later, they no longer can use the tool that made them who they were, where you could no longer anchor the putter. Both of them have recovered really well. The guys that use the long putter, the sweeper all the way up to the sternum, they've struggled more. But that was a real concern for 2 guys that weren't heralded when they were juniors. And then in college, took up the belly putter, and all of a sudden, things crystallized. You take that away, oh my God, my livelihood is in question. And they both handled themselves really well. Keegan and Moore has struggled a little bit more, but they're both holding their own decently.
Well, we're rooting for it, Keegan Bradley, Woodstock, Vermont native. Scott Rude, Golf Pod, he's the co-host of on the Believe Podcast Network. Scott, we appreciate it. Enjoy the action at Pebble Beach. We've already kicked off there, so we look forward to continuing to follow along. Thanks so much.
Oh, my pleasure.